The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Welcome to the Comeback Radio Show with your host, Tony Farmer. Our show is all about what goes on behind the scenes in sports, music, acting, and celebrity lifestyles. You'll have the chance to interact with Tony and his guests, too. Now, get ready for the Comeback Radio Show. Here's Tony Farmer.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Thursday to you. I'm your host, Tony Farmer. We have this week's show, The Comeback. I'm so excited about this show. I have two special guests that will be calling in, and I definitely want you guys to hear their story. It's going to be pretty amazing, but I've had a long 24 hours myself. I traveled in from Dallas at a corporate training event down there over the last couple of days, and I was supposed to leave at 5:30 last night and end up leaving around midnight, so I actually walked into my door about 3:30, 4 o'clock this morning, so to say the least, it's been a long day. But anyway, we're going to get going on the show. I'm so happy to have all you guys as listeners. My thought for the day is, be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. So at the end of the day, you know, we're all accountable to what we do and what we say, but we're also do the best we can as people every day. And in God's eyes, you know, we're all winners. So at the end of the day, keep moving forward and, you know, making things happen, and everything will be okay for you. So last night I was told by my mom, she called me at the airport telling me about OKC winning the Western Conference Finals. So I'd like to congratulate those guys to winning the Western Conference Finals, and they'll be facing either Boston or Miami in the NBA Finals. So OKC has done a great job. My friend and former coach and teammate Scott Brooks is doing an amazing job down there with the Thunder, and Sam Presti as well. So congrats to them. But as far as like an L.A. buzz, the buzz is created around here by the L.A. Kings as they're up 3-1. They had a chance to put away the New Jersey Devils last night, but they couldn't do it. So they have to go back and get it done back east. So at the end of the day, we'll see, we'll see what happens with that. But like I said, sports just takes amazing turns all the time. And these guys have come from the AC to come to the forefront and look like they're going to have a chance to win their first Stanley Cup title. So with that being said, I mean, you know, sports takes an amazing turn, and we never know what things can happen with that. But one of the stories I was reading this morning is a former NFL player, Wade Davis, came out the closet and said he was gay. And, you know, to me, it's kind of surprising, but you just never know what people's turns of life has done. And, you know, if that's the choice that he makes, I mean, you know, more power to him. But you just never know of a person's identity when you're playing with these players in professional sports. But professional sports is a day-by-day battle. You never know what's going to happen. You never know, you know, when your day is called, when your number is called, who you are, what you're going to do. And the pressures of sports just sometimes, you know, makes people have changes. But with that being said, I mean, he did what he had to do and what's best for himself. So from that standpoint, you know, he has to make himself happy. But some other exciting news is the fact that Giselle is pregnant with Tom Brady's child again, and so they're a very powerful couple. And I always look at when you have two people who are very powerful, like a Giselle and like a Tom Brady, you always wonder how their lifestyle is and how they make it. And I always say that it takes two people to build an empire. Whenever you're creating wealth, whenever you're creating the ability to succeed, you always look to see who your partner in crime is and who you can have a chance to grow with. I know my mother and my dad, they have a great, great relationship. I talk to my mom every day, as you guys know, and I love to see the growth that her and my dad create for these men and helping them with their substance abuse programs. And I just invite all of you to have a chance to check out their website, www.drugalternativeprogram.com, because at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, we are here for a service. We are here to to make a difference every day, and that's why, you know, we are put on this earth. So, you know, with that being said, you know, I'm really looking forward to our guests and having them on. So I'm going to introduce you our first guest and tell you a little bit more about her. She comes from Cuban. She was born as a Cuban-born citizen. She's been a glamour model. She's moved to the United States, has made a tremendous amount of growth in her career. She's been a motivational speaker now. She's been a fitness model. She's now competing and did her first fitness competition as well. So I do want to welcome to the show Ms. Vita Guerra. Vita, are you with us?
Hello.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for being on the show.
I am doing great. Just had a great workout at the gym with Nikki.
That's good, and I know Nikki will be calling in any minute, and my mom has been texting me, has been calling me and asking me when are the ladies going to be on the show, so I told them this was your week as well, but I want to welcome to the show as well. And then also I want to tell you guys about our second guest. She's been a former cheerleader, wrote 3 books, a motivational speaker. I tell people she's Vita's partner in crime. She come from Ohio. She's done many, many good things. And I want to also welcome to the show Miss Nikki Gervais. Nikki, are you with us?
I'm here. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing? Well, first I want to thank both of you guys for coming into the show. I know you guys have wanted to express your journey and talk about the things you guys are doing. So, you know, Nikki, I'll ask you as a question. I want you to kind of tell our listeners a little bit about your career and where you come from and what you've been doing. And then, Vita, you can do the same thing. So I'll give you guys this time on the floor to tell all our listeners.
Well, I started out doing NFL cheerleading in high school. So my career began as a teenager in my senior year. And then I got into fitness competitions and beauty pageants, bikini competitions. And then it just transformed from there because my love was always writing. So I went to college at U of H, transferred to Ohio so I could get back close to my family. I went to a private Christian university, got my degree there, and then I moved to California to pursue my dreams because I was commuting back and forth for acting and modeling. So it's been a journey since high school.
Wow. And Vita, tell me about your journey of how you got here. I know you were born in Cuba, got here, was in New Jersey. So tell our listeners how you became involved in coming here to the States as well with your career.
My family and I, we escaped Cuba when I was 5 years old, and it took a 3-month journey to get into the States. And finally, my dad always had this dream, but he couldn't fulfill in Cuba. So he wanted us to be able to have opportunities that he wasn't able to have in Cuba. So, you know, I thank my parents there for the stuff that they had to endure just to get over here to the States for me to make my dreams come true. I grew up very poor in a very small town in Jersey called Jersey Amboy.
So my thing is, you guys, what's interesting with that I've learned about both of you guys' birthdays are actually just 6 days apart, which kind of blew me away, and you guys are business partners. Tell me how you guys actually connected.
Well, we connected because of what we both had she was already doing Reiki, and I wanted to get certified, so we connected on that level because she's level 2, and I wanted to learn, so that was how we connected, just, you know, the spiritual aspect of our journey, being in California and wanting to always be better in every single aspect. So I got to learn from her by her showing me the direction in that way. And then we hit it off in every other aspect as well. So we had a lot of similarities besides just our birthdays.
That's great. I mean, it's amazing how God connects people. And I know you guys have been doing a lot of events, and you guys have been doing a lot of motivational speakers and speaking and things like that. What, Nikki, tell me, what got you into motivational speaking, and how did you, you know, basically come about doing that and to where you're at today?
Well, I had a lot of things happen when I was younger, which my bio was voted best bio in the biz just because I overcame so many losses and hardships. And instead of allowing those things to defeat me, they actually motivated me because I felt inspired by helping every other person who was going through anything remotely similar, because I know any tragedy or hardship, it usually isolates you and makes you kind of withdraw and sort of, you know, retreat from people, which makes life, you know, constantly regress. And unless there's someone there to inspire you, it could just go on and on until it gets worse and worse. So I wanted to take what I'd been through so I could inspire other people to not give up and to know that no matter what you go through, it is possible to overcome it and transmute it into something great. So that's basically what started for me, since I went through a lot of losses when I was, you know, very young, and even coming out here. So I just wanted to help inspire other people so they wouldn't give up and so they would keep dreaming and really achieve no matter what they go through.
Exactly. Now, Vita, my question to you is also, you're involved in motivational speaking with Nikki, and what really was a turning point, because most people know you as a model, now you're a fitness competitor. What was a turning point for you to make that change, to make that transition to motivational speaking as well?
Well, I mean, I have this theory that I don't like to be in a box. I don't want to be labeled as just a model. There's so many different things that I do. And I want to show people that, because, you know, society, the way they have you, is like, if you're this, that's all you can be, and you can't be anything else. And that's kind of a lie, you know? You can be as big as you want to be, you know? Whatever you want to do, you can do, as long as you go and, you know, do the training for it and have the drive to do it, you can do anything. And that's what, if I can come from Cuba, from another country, not knowing how to speak the language, grew up very poor, my parents still don't know how to speak English that well, and have come to where I have in my life, you know, anything is possible for anyone. And I want people to go and fulfill their dreams and live to their highest potential. What made me transition into doing fitness is, first of all, back in 2000, before I started doing modeling, I did a competition, an NPC competition, and I went for, it was figure at the time, but they had described it as what bikini is today in the NPC world. When I did the competition, I placed top five, but the girl that I had won first, she was, you know, more muscular and kind of what figure is today. I didn't want to put my body through that, so I stopped doing that, and I just kept doing, I was doing mortgages. And then a friend of mine, Joe, submitted my photos into FHM magazine, and then when the issue came out, it was overnight, you know, my life totally changed completely. And, you know, it's been a great journey, but what happened when I first started modeling, I was like about 105 pounds, but I'm very curvy. Okay. So when people would see me, they would say, oh my God, you're so tiny. And I'm tiny because I'm 5'2", I'm very petite, and, you know, I just have curves. And so hearing that is like calling someone fat that they hurt their whole life. My mom, she's on the thicker side, and if we're letting people, they want you to be thicker. And growing up, you know, I had a big butt, but I was very skinny everywhere else, and my mom would always say, you're so skinny, you gotta eat, you gotta eat, you gotta eat. And so when I heard that from people like, oh, you're so tiny, it did something psychologically to me, like, oh my God, I have to eat. And I kept eating and eating, and I was around the wrong people, listening to the wrong people, and ended up gaining like 30 pounds. And then, I don't know if anyone that's followed my career, you know, I was modeling, then I kind of like disappeared. Well, the reason for it was I was never, again, comfortable with my body because I had gained weight, and then I didn't like the way I look, and I didn't want to be someone that was airbrushed, that a young girl would look at these pictures and see this woman, oh, wow, she looks beautiful, and striving to be this woman when that woman is not that either. So what I did last year, I kind of didn't know, and I wanted to get back into shape, but I didn't have that drive. So when I heard about the competitions, and I was like, you know, this is a perfect example of me going on stage. I cannot hide behind an airbrush picture. It's right there. It's live. And that's what motivated me to start doing that. I don't call myself a fitness model. I call myself a model. I just choose to have a healthy lifestyle.
Right. Well, that's good. And it sounds like both of you ladies are definitely on the right path. So we're going to take this quick commercial break, everyone. We'll be back with more from Nick and Vita in 2 minutes on the Comeback Show with your host, Tony Farmer.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world, collegiate and professional, take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Play ball! If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, talking baseball with Jim Leyritz, is heard every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL, speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer, and I'm with Vita Guerra and Nikki Giovese this week. And you know, ladies, I know you guys are having some projects that are going and things that are moving forward for the both of you guys. And, you know, you guys have been truly best traveling around the U.S. and the world, you know, making things happen. But, you know, Nikki, I wanted you to kind of elaborate a little bit on some of the things that women go through, because a lot of times women are either housewives, single moms, go through tough situations, go through domestic abuse, go through divorce, and, you know, just battle adversity. And I know my mom was a single mom for a long, long time, got divorced with my dad at a young age. So, you know, the thing is a lot of people hit adversity. I know you and Vita have had some yourself. So elaborate a little bit on that for me.
Well, I've been a single parent ever since college. I got pregnant my freshman year in college. I was dating a person at the time, but things didn't work out, and I dealt with a domestic violence situation which spanned the course of 11 years, and that was not only difficult raising two kids in college on my own, but to deal with domestic violence, that is the most difficult thing you can go through, which usually destroys a lot of people. It's, you know, it's like such a private thing that, you know, it's hard to explain. It's embarrassing. And I dealt with a person who kept breaking into my house, threatening me, put me in a neck brace. And once I got a restraining order, that's when he retaliated. And the person was a police officer. So the case became highly publicized, and he ended up committing a horrible crime. And as soon as that person went missing, I immediately contacted the authorities and said, from what I dealt with from that person, that I thought he was the only suspect. So there was a lot of publicity in the media, and I was saying this person is the only suspect, when for 8 days he was, you know, trying to create an alibi and say that he wasn't. And over the course of time, it turned out that I was right, and speaking out was extremely difficult. especially in, you know, in the world, international media, just it was very highly publicized and very difficult. And it was never really addressed that you know, this guy actually was the murderer. He committed double murder. He's in prison now. And I spoke out, but nothing ever came of it because I just sort of went into hiding because it was such a hard thing to deal with. And this is actually my first time talking about it since 5 years ago.
Wow. Now, my question to both of you is this, either one of you guys can answer. As you guys know, you know, women and men obviously are two different genders. You know, men operate on logic. A lot of the times women operate on emotion. Why do you guys think that in today's woman and a woman trying to transform to become something better and to make a mark for herself, why do you think a lot of women fall short of their goals?
I think a lot of women, when they're young, they're taught, you know, that the dream is to get married and have a family. And no matter what their natural inclinations are, they still have this illogical, you know, Disney dream, which says, you know, you're supposed to wait for Prince Charming to come along. And even though it's irrational, a lot of women are just waiting for that perfect relationship to come along. And it's usually the guys who are the most charismatic and convincing who can also be the most deceiving, because their talent is to be deceiving and to be charismatic and to get you to like them. They're very good at studying psychology. So women a lot of times get deceived through their emotions, because men that aren't so great can play on women's emotions and know what they want, you know, what, you know, in a relationship, and kind of string a woman along. So the best thing is to, like, make a guy prove who he is in his actions versus, you know, jumping right in.
Exactly. And even with some of the projects you guys got going on, what are some of the projects you guys are doing? And I know you guys have empowered a lot of women, and they've even empowered a lot of men with the things that I've been reading about the two of you. What are some of the projects that you guys are working on right now that you're looking to accomplish?
Well, we're writing a lot of experiences that we both have had. And, you know, looking back, while we were going through the experiences that we were going through, of course it wasn't a good experience, but we're taking all those negative experiences that have happened to us, and we're creating something where it can teach other people to see and not to do the mistakes that we've come across. Right, Nikki?
Yeah, right. It's going to be very impactful, because knowledge is power, and some people, you know, their parents aren't teaching them. So hopefully we can take our experiences and just provide some information that will help change and save lives and empower people all around the world.
Now, when you guys look at, you know, situations like your accomplishments and look at the things you guys have been through, both good and bad, do you think that a lot of times people look at the beauty that you guys withhold outside and kind of, you know, mistake of who you actually are as an inner soul? Because I tell people all the time, the best connection you can have is the inner soul first. The cosmetic, you know, which is the outside appearance of a woman, can always change. But I know, looking at myself being a former athlete over the years, that, you know, you get thrown into a box, just like Vita said. And I always tell people, I'm a human being first. God just gave me a talent to play a sport, but doesn't mean that I live the lifestyle of some other people live. Do you guys kind of find that kind of the same with the things that you guys deal with every day?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been judged my whole life based on the package that I came into this world with. And that's part of the challenge and part of the journey. But, you know, at the end, the truth always comes out. And we will prevail. And, you know, I guess sometimes it's better to show with actions than just to speak on things. And we're more like that, Nikki.
Yeah, I think it's really impressive, because you look, for example, at Vita, and she's one of the most beautiful women in the world, and it's a huge stereotype to assume that she's one way, which people could do by looking at her, but then she's the most down-to-earth spiritual person, and she doesn't go out in the, you know, she doesn't do any of the things that could be a stereotype. She's just such a pure soul. So I think it's a great opportunity to break those stereotypes and misperceptions of how people will look at a cover of a book and not know the story inside.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think, like, a lot of the stuff that's been in the media about me is so opposite from who I am. So, you know, that was part of my journey that I was struggling with at first. And, you know, I had to really go inward and really evaluate my life and see the people that I had around me and just take notice of everything that was going on. You know, because usually your outside situations are indicators of what's really going on internally within yourself. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm listening. Go ahead.
No, so you know, I really had to go inward, and, you know, I've been on this inward journey for the last couple of years, and I've learned so much, and now I'm ready to share it with the world.
My thing is, I can kind of elaborate on that too, because, you know, I spent the last, you know, 12 months, I gave my mom a promise and said, I'm going to spend the last 12 months working on me. And it wasn't like I felt that I had some issues or things like that. But a lot of times, you know, you look at a transformation in your life and how I came to my comeback radio show and now my reality TV show and clothing line and things like that is, you know, you have to take self-inventory to ask yourself, you know, why are you here? You know, what is your goal? What are you looking to do? So I definitely can understand that, because I can't stand it when people put, you know, certain people into a box when they think they're a certain way. Like, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't really go out. So I definitely understand what you guys are going through. And what is the biggest message that you guys are looking to transform today with a lot of men and women that you guys deal with? Because I look at your Twitter followers a lot. I look at the things that they say. Everything that I've seen you guys do have been so positive, and it looks like you're looking to achieve a special goal of touching each and every life that you encounter. So what are some of the things that you guys are really hoping to do with some of the projects that you're doing, besides, you know, telling your stories of your personal lives?
I think it's time we're creating a shift, because, you know, it's kind of like there's a veil over truth going on, and there's all these social networks, and everyone's, you know, trying to copy something that's not even really going on. It's like they're watching reality shows and thinking, you know, it's cool to just hang out and drink and go clubbing and all these things that don't really have value or long-term accomplishment in them. It's just, you know, shallow activity. So we're looking to show that it's actually cool to achieve, and it's cool to, you know, stay home at night, get up in the morning and work hard all day. It's cool to have values and ethics and integrity, and to bring that message back to the youth and to people in general, and to bring chivalry back, and just to bring, you know, positivity overall back as something very important to focus on, versus all the drama and, like, all the other things that are really being pushed in the media right now.
Yeah, and it could come in a pretty package too. You know, you could have a pretty package, and there's so much more beauty inside. But, you know, sometimes people can't get past the package, and they automatically want to label you as whatever their perception of you is, but it's based on their own perception of what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm. And I totally understand that, because I tell people all the time, you can't make two first impressions, and the media will transform their own dialect, they have their own vocabulary, they have their own assumptions of what they think you are, who they make you out to be, but at the end of the day, that's where you have to come in and overcome adversity and overcome the things that they think that's happening. So it's sad that it's like that, but at the end of the day, we can only do so much. So we're going to take this quick commercial break with Vita and Nikki. We'll be back more with these ladies and talk about more with the things they're doing and the transformation they're making in the world today on this week's version of the Comeback Show. We'll be back in 2 minutes, everyone.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Lockdown Coverage.
Get ready to talk sports with the big guys. Tune in to Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis every Tuesday for the inside and outside of the business of sports. Keith and his guests will provide expert commentary and answer all of your burning questions about your favorite team, the players, and what's next. It's time to have fun with the game. Listen for Lockdown Coverage with Keith Lewis and his favorite co-hosts every Tuesday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. time on the Voice America Sports Channel. The talk doesn't get any hotter.
Looking for the best show about horse racing and handicapping? Want to play the ponies? Join us every week for Winning Ponies with John Englehart, racing's regular guy, where you'll go inside and behind the scenes with the top jockeys, trainers, agents, and handicappers in the world of horse racing. This show is the perfect complement to the Winning Ponies handicapping website. Listen for top plays for the weekend and the spot play of the week, and win prizes just for calling in. Winning Ponies with John Englehart is live Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Network.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steel, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steel Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. This is your host, Tony Farmer. I'm with Nikki Giovases and Vita Guerra. I'm so excited about this week's show. These ladies have really inspired a lot of my listeners, and they've had a heck of a comeback themselves, and that's kind of what my reality TV show is about, Vita. Nikki, my show I created is called The Comeback, and it's about athletes, celebrities, and entertainers who've made millions and millions of dollars. They squandered it all. Now they're trying to make a comeback in life, so I've called it The Rise, The Fall, and the resurrection. But, you know, a lot of people have asked me is, you know, how you guys do it every day, because I'm sure you have your own challenges that you guys, you know, inspire each other. You guys feed off of each other's energy, have a chance to promote people every day and speak. And what do you think, as far as like a daily basis, that you guys see that people come to you, are some of the biggest challenges that people have to withstand on a daily basis, especially women?
Well, I mean, it's really hard for women, especially that work and our mothers, to, you know, take up me time, you know? And I think that's the most important thing, because women in relationships end up getting lost. And they give so much of themselves that they never have time for themselves. And that's a problem. And I think that women need to at least dedicate 1 hour, if not in a day, at least in a week, dedicate a few hours to herself and making herself better in all aspects, mind, body, and soul.
Mm-hmm. That's just women are naturally givers. They're naturally nurturers, so they naturally give to a relationship, and they give to their kids, and they keep giving until there's nothing left for themselves. So it's so important to take that time, because you have to give to yourself to be able to really give to someone else, even if it is your kids or it's your partner.
I mean, and I think, you know, to piggyback on that, you guys are workout partners, you guys are business partners, you guys, you know, do so much together. As far as, like, you know, you guys keep each other's motivated, would you advise, like, women work in pairs, work in groups? Because it's tough to do it alone. I mean, I spend a lot of time with myself. I really don't, you know, go out that much. I spend a lot of time on my own business projects trying to empower myself and reading. And I promise myself I'm reading a book a month. And one book I'm reading right now, even though I'm not in a relationship, is called His Needs and Her Needs, because of the fact that it's good to understand of what you feel your future partner will need. And obviously I'm also read the 5 love languages, which helped me understand of my love language being quality time. So looking at your own daily life of you guys, you know, motivating each other, how do you guys push each other, and how do you guys know when that other one needs that spark for the day?
Nikki?
Well, we push each other because we really know each other, but I think it's so vital to have someone there in your corner to push you, because it's easy to get discouraged and to want to give up, because
I'm tired a lot. Like, I work at night after Vita and I have our training 6-7 hours a day. Then I go home and I have two kids. But in the morning, I wake up to a text from Vita, and you know, she reminds me to stay on track. And it's great to have someone there reminding you to keep pushing, because once you actually get it done, you feel so great. Versus, like, if you don't do it, then you just sort of feel disappointed in yourself, and that's a terrible feeling.
Yeah. See, I get up early at 6 o'clock in the morning, and I'm preparing my meals for the whole day. Because I'm not only balancing, you know, doing my competition, which I have one next week, but I'm working out and then also doing all the business aspect, too. And sometimes, you know, you wish there was more hours in the day or you had more energy, but you kind of just have to, you know, do some priority management on your whole day and do a schedule and what you want to accomplish and what you need to accomplish. Because as you set goals for yourself and you accomplish them, you feel better about yourself. Your confidence in yourself goes up. Your self-trust goes up. And that's what keeps you moving up in levels in life, basically.
I mean, do you guys find, like, I'm a real visual person, so I have my visual board in my bedroom and in my office, and when you guys talk to people daily, I always encourage people that the best way that you can look to move forward is keeping your network and your circle small, because I'm a big believer that at some point your haters are going to become congratulators. So how do you guys, you know, keep your network small? Is that so important that you guys have a small defined network when you're looking to bring somebody new into your circle, especially women? How do you kind of weed out people that really want to be connected with you guys from an interest to those who really have other motives, other objectives to try to get next to you?
You know, Tony, from my own experience, my circle is extremely small because I let the wrong people in my circle in the past, and I paid for it. So learning from my mistakes, my circle is extremely small. Sometimes there are days that it's just me. So basically, it's very, very important to see the people that are around you, see their habits, their lifestyle, their goals, their dreams. If none of those things match with what you want or are trying to do, then you'll need to get rid of them, because they will only bring you down from trying to achieve what you want, because they don't have that drive, that goal to keep moving forward in life.
That's so true. You can notice someone's true intentions, and don't try to fool yourself into believing that they're something other than what they really are. Like, you know, look at a person for what they really are and what their intention really is. And don't have people around just to have people around. It's better to be alone than in bad company, which is what I also learned when I moved out here and had the wrong people around me. And it took me being willing to be alone versus in bad company to really start turning things around. And so we kind of, Vita and I kind of had the same situation in that regard. So that's the same thing. The circle is so small, but at least, you know, there's no one around that shouldn't be there.
And that's the same thing with relationships, too. You know, sometimes women, you know, they don't want to be alone. And we're taught, like, we have to get married. I know I've been pressured to get married and have kids from my parents. And, you know, I know for sure half the relationships I've been in, I would never have been in them if I had been like my mindset is now. Like, there's no way that I would let any of the past relationships that I've had be in my life in today's mind that I have right now. Because at the end of the day, you have to love yourself and value yourself the most. And it's better to be alone than with someone that is not going to do anything for you as far as make you grow as a person, mind, body, and soul.
I totally agree. And, you know, for me to elaborate on that, my philosophy of any kind of relationship that I know the next person I plan to be with, if I can't be their friend first, I know for a fact nothing can grow. And the thing that kind of bothers me today is you have Facebook, you have Twitter, and I know you guys experience, you know, Twitter fans and Facebook fans, they have their own perception of who they think you are compared to who your actual person are. So I tell people all the time is, and you guys probably see it yourself, a lot of times on Twitter and Facebook, people meet your representative. But when you decide to allow them in your circle, they have a chance to meet you. And I'm sure you guys go through that on a daily basis. So, I mean, how do you handle that kind of fame to the point that you have to be able to say, okay, I'm going to take this with a grain of salt. I'm going to move on. Okay, I'm coming to this gym. You know, this person is this, this person is that. So when you look at it from a social media standpoint, how do both of you separate that to say, you know what, I have to keep going on with my movement, but I'm going to take this for a grain of salt? Because sometimes it can be tough because people can be harsh with words.
Oh, I know. Well, you know what? They're just, they don't know, and you have to forgive them, you know? And the Bible says, forgive them for they do not know really what they do to themselves. As you judge someone, you're really just judging your own self. When people perceive you as something, that's just a part of them that they're that's within themselves, you know? So basically, before I knew all this, I come from such a sheltered, small family and town, you know, I used to like, oh wow, that really hurt, you know, things that were said, about me that were so far from the truth, basically I had to deal with, and I overcame those things. So now when someone says something negative, I just laugh it off and say, oh wow, like if only they knew. And people that really take the time to really know me, that they know who I am, and that's really all that matters, because at the end of the day, you cannot make everyone happy, and for whatever reason, people are going to have their own interpretation of who they think that you are.
Right. Nikki, tell me your viewpoint on it as far as like the person's perceptions and media and what you feel of why it gets so dismantled.
I feel that it's easier to sensationalize things, so people see things and they have their own perceptions, which is really just them, you know, reflecting out what their mind is thinking about. So it takes just proving through actions. And so if someone says something negative to me or about me, I see that as a reflection of who they are. And I've developed a thick skin, and I've learned that good or bad, nothing that someone else thinks about me can affect me, because I have to just keep doing me and living in my truth. So it's best to just live through actions. A lot easier than trying to convince anyone of anything through words. It's just best to live it.
Right. Now, another question I have before we go to break, you guys are obviously, you know, making a couple trips, and we'll talk about that after commercial break and things that you guys are really buckling down to. But do you find that a lot of times when you guys are motivating women, that you guys have men just come out from the woodwork saying, you know, you guys have really motivated me because of this, 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 and this? Because sometimes, you know, a man who really wants to work on his inner soul finds that from a woman's point of view, it helps them in his own life and his own relationship and things like that. Have you guys found like a lot of men to come to you guys to the point just for some simple advice?
Yeah. And we love it. I mean, the best thing is for someone to say, you know, things are not going right in my life, and I really have to reflect and see what it is and really look at themselves. You know, sometimes it's really hard to look at yourself and see why the circumstances in your life are happening, and we love it. We love you know, being able to help anyone in a positive way. And if we inspire one person, then that, for me, I am good. You know, because if I change one person's life, that's more than, you know.
That you can even ask for. Well, I mean, with that being said, we're going to take this quick commercial break with Nikki and Vita. We're going to come back with the last 15 minutes of the show, and we're going to be able to talk to them about, you know, where their next travel move is, what's their next, you know, big event to have in store, and how we can look to continue to help empower lives on a commercial break with Tony Farmer, Nikki, and Vita on the Comeback Show this week.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
If you're looking for a radio show about boxing, you usually can't find one until you stop by the Voice America Sports Channel. Tune in to Outside the Ring with former world lightweight champion and U.S. Olympian David Diaz. We'll deliver the knockout punches with our guests as we go inside the minds of today's top fighters. We'll throw in discussion of other sports as well from time to time. Outside the Ring with David Diaz airs every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Fantasy sports is where the action really is. Over 40 million people play fantasy sports, but rarely do they get to quiz the experts. Fantasy Insights is the name and the game. Tune in every week as Dish Adams and his guests clue you in on the fantasy football game, what's happening on and off the field, and how it will affect your fantasy team. These experts aren't just beat writers assigned to fantasy football. They live and breathe the game. Tune in to Fantasy Insights with Dish Adams every Thursday afternoon at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Sports.
Is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neal. He's at the
shot.
Got it. With 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we
cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or You're listening to the Comeback Radio Show with Tony Farmer. Got a question or comment for Tony and his guest? Call in to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. You could also send an email to tony.farmer@gmail.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited about this show to have Nikki and Vita both on the show. And, you know, I want you guys both to tell our listeners what the next couple stops for you guys are. I know you guys got different signings, autograph signings, a tour. Where are the next couple stops for you guys over the next, you know, few weeks or so?
Well, for me, I will be in Chicago next weekend, Friday and Saturday, competing at the Junior Nationals. I'm competing to get my pro card. So, you know, fingers crossed. So anyone in Chicago that wants to come and support, there's a website called Junior Nationals 2012, and you can find out the information of where the event is being held. And then, Nikki, what's the event we're doing in New York? Do you have the info?
June 23rd, we'll be in New York doing a signing at Mother Kelly's. So that will be the following weekend.
Well, that's good. And I was talking to both Nick and Vita off the air on the commercial, and I know I definitely want to begin to do some things with them as far as like having a super event in California where we can just empower people. We can have pastors. We can have Nikki, have Vita, myself, athletes, other people. So we can just begin to help transform the movement of people being empowered and achieve their goals. And with that being said, Nikki and Vita, what do you guys feel you think is the biggest message that, you know, that you want to start to begin to send out that you think will make a difference in what's going on an everyday basis?
The biggest thing is to you know, kind of be oblivious to what you think people are saying and doing and get strong in your own truth and your own journey. So taking action every day, whether it be big or small, but just taking any action will build self-confidence and will build strength and power. To stay motivated and focused on your own goals and your own journey, and stay around people who are positive. That's the biggest
and that
thing,
are
you know.
Thing, right? And like, you know, all the like going out, drinking, all those things, are just distractions that distract you. And then, you know, it's all fun and when you're doing it, but then you come back and you're with yourself and you're like, what have you accomplished? What are you doing? So I was, my biggest thing is, you know, telling people, you know, follow your dreams. Every day work towards getting yourself better. It's a journey. It's not a destination. You're going to have ups and downs, but stay in your truth, basically.
And don't you guys feel like a lot of times being in the situation that you guys have been in, I don't care whether you do a photo shoot, whether you do a speaking engagement, and, you know, people have the misconception because if you do, you know, a sexy or a tasteful photo shoot that you're giving off a different persona who you actually are, then once you have a chance to allow them in your circle, they see that you're a different person. So what advice would you give to people who are trying to find their inner souls and they're dealing with a lot of adversity or people's perceptions who they think you are? Because with me, one thing I tell people, I'm very secure with who I am. What they say about me doesn't really affect me because at the end of the day, I know I have people in my circle that love me. So what do you guys do the same thing when you guys deal with those kind of challenges as well? What advice would you give to our listeners?
I was going to say a very empowering thing is for people who are destined for greatness, they deal with the most difficulties because there are people who don't want you to succeed, and they might pretend to be your friends, but they don't want you to succeed, so they'll say and do things to try to destroy you. So if you've dealt with difficult situations, then the message to hang on to is that you know you're destined for greatness, so to get rid of those people who are trying to distract you or to say negative things or do negative things, and to transmute all of that energy into something positive and use that to motivate you to achieve your goals.
And for me, like, you know, at first when I came out and just being sexy in pictures, whatever, and then the things that were being said about me made me feel bad about that. But at the end of the day, that is who I am, and I am comfortable under my own skin, and this is just a form of art for me. So before, I was a different person because I let that affect me, but now I'm like, I don't care. If you want to think that, I know who I am at the end of the day. I'm writing a book. You have no idea of offers that I've been given, things that I've turned down, where people, with their perception of who they think I am, would have done those things. But
right.
I took the road where it takes longer, but I have my dignity. I have my integrity. I can wake up in the morning and look at myself and say, you know, Rita, I love you. And that's
right.
Basically what we're trying to teach people. You don't have to sell your soul to get what you want, you know? It's going to take longer, but keep trying, you know? Keep moving forward.
I agree. And when I talk to people that, you know, my circle is very small, I tell people all the time, I love who I am. I love the direction I'm going. I love the growth that I'm creating within myself. So what you say about me can never hurt me, but at the end of the day, I'm going to kill them with kindness. But, you know, I'll let both of you guys, you know, let our listeners know, Nikki, you can go first, of how they can get in touch with you, how they can, you know, book you for different events, how they can book, you know, Vita for different events, and your Twitter followers, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm going to give you guys this time to have your shout outs, how they can get in touch with you, things you guys are doing, and we can move from that point to forming a close.
Okay. Twitter is twitter.com/NikkiGiavasis, NikkiGiavasis. And I have two websites. One is NikkiGeorgette.com. That's GEORGETTE. And the other site is TheEmpowerist.com. So just the word the, then empower, EmpowerIste.com. And for booking, it's JordanManagementInc@gmail.com.
Okay, who you want to give a special shout-out of hellos to, people that you appreciate, people in your circle, things like that while you're on the show?
Well, I'd love to give a shout out to my kids, Taylor and Jordan. They motivate me, inspire me every day to be the best person I can be. And everything I do is for them, and they're my heart and soul. So that's the biggest shout out I want to give right now.
There you go. Okay, Vita.
Okay, so my website is vitasworld.com. I know it's been down. There's only a holding page, but within a month, I am having my website. It took a long time because I didn't know what I wanted to do. I wanted to do something different that has been done, that I've done before. My Twitter is Vita Guerra, and my booking is vitaguerrainfo@gmail.com, and people can book me for different events. And that's basically it.
Okay, and I'll just so you guys know, I always end my show for the thought for the week. So I'm going to give my thought for the week. Vita, I want you to give your thought for the week. Nikki, I want to give your thought for the week, and then we'll close out the show. So my thought for the week is we must let go of the life we had planned so as to have the life that is waiting for us. So Nikki, what's your thought for the week for our listeners? And Vita, you can be next.
My thought is just anything you believe is what you can achieve.
Okay, Vita.
In order to move forward, you have to let go of the past. Make peace with it.
So, you guys, our listeners, you guys have three powerful thoughts for the week. I mean, I thank you guys for tuning into the show. Vita and Nikki, I thank you guys once again for being on the show. My Twitter, everyone, is @TFarmer8. My personal website is www.TonyFarmer.me, M-E. I want to tell you guys, I want you to have a fantastic Thursday, a fantastic weekend. I look forward to having a great show next week. Nikki and Vita, I want to wish you guys all the best. I look forward to having a long-standing relationship with the two of you and see how we can continue to change lives. And once again, I want to thank everyone for being a part of our show. We'll see you next week, and we wish you love, peace, and happiness, and blessings. Good God bless everyone. So long. We're out of here this week on the Comeback Show. Take it, Matt.
Thanks for tuning in to the Comeback Radio Show. Please join Tony Farmer again next Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. See you then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.